Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Thought we'd liven things up a little bit with Elvis this morning on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Friday mornings, 10:30-ish, means it is Frisky Friday, and we celebrate all of the different shelters and rescues and organizations in our area that do so much for our dog and cat and animal community here in Pensacola and Northwest Florida. So one of my favorites, I'm very biased, is Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, and Tara De Aguilera is here. She is the volunteer coordinator and outreach coordinator. And then also with us this morning, we have Samantha Pope, and she's got a long title. It's the Assistant Shelter Supervisor yeah. And canine behaviorist. So I'm wondering how much of the supervisor turns into behaviorist.
There's a lot.
when you're managing people. Yeah, there's a lot. And also a special guest, Samantha, who is the special guest in the studio?
This is Ontario. He's about 4 years old. He's just a mixed breed that is just wonderful with people, kids, dogs, and he's looking for a home.
Well, he's a black, kind of, it looks like a lab almost.
Has some bully in him, maybe a couple of other things. Oh, I'm so sorry. He just looked at me like, what are you talking about? But yeah, he's super, super sweet, very cute.
He's just laying there very quiet and sweet right now.
Yeah, he's a really good boy.
Oh my goodness. All the different shelters are bringing in pups because they know I'm kind of on the lookout for one, and it's just not fair because I fall in love with every single one of them. Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell us, Tara, what is going on with the animal shelter? And we had Randy was here, who is the Randy Lambert, who is the supervisor for animal services in Santa Rosa County. He was here a couple weeks ago telling us about some things. What's going on this month?
So we've been busy. We've been doing community cats once a week for all of February and all of March, so which is fantastic. We just had another day yesterday. We did 33 yesterday, which was a little short of our normal 50 plus, but every cat we do, that's one less that's going to be reproducing.
So 33 in one day? I think that's a lot.
Yeah, we have a wonderful team. We have a wonderful vet that comes in and takes care of those, and they just do a tremendous job. The whole staff does. They get them in and out, and you know, that's less animals on the street that are unaltered. Now they're going to have a rabies on board and be ear tipped and spayed or neutered. So we're hoping if we continue that on a regular basis, if the need is there, which I'm sure it is, that we will see lower numbers with kitten season coming.
It is coming up right now. Springtime is the time, but the fact that we have, that you all are working very hard at it, and also the new clinic, the SNP Happens Clinic, is also making a dent in the population as well. Yes. One of the things I'd love for you to explain a little bit is when someone brings in a cat, they go through the process. You mentioned about the ear tipped. What does that mean? So in case I'm out there looking at cats that are in the wild, what does that mean?
So basically when we do a spay neuter, that's basically just a visual. So if somebody is trapping cats, they're trying to get a colony altered and they're like, don't know who is who. If we get that ear tip, then they can have a visual and say, okay, this guy's got an ear tip. We know he's neutered, so we don't have to focus on trapping him. He's already been altered. Somebody's probably taking care of him. So it's just a helpful way for people out there in the field that are trying to trap to know who is altered and who is not. And if we get a cat in immediately, which we did yesterday, somebody had trapped a cat and we could tell right off it's already ear tipped, so we don't have to put it through anesthesia for no reason.
Right. No, that's great. That's good to know. Any tips on catching cats?
So be patient.
I have trouble catching a cat in the house.
Yes. So I would say be patient, be safe, and use really good food to get them in there.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Something smelly, you know, tuna or a wet food that's very smelly. So to coax them in for that interest. And if cats are out there for a long time, they've been on the streets, sometimes they're very, very, very clever. Mm-hmm. So you have to be patient.
Okay. So where is the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter located?
We're at 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton. And so when we do the community cat days, basically it starts at 8 and we have people lining up early. So we suggest you come early. We've got it streamlined now where you just get in line with your vehicle so you don't have to wait outside. And then we'll start the process. We usually start about 7:30 handing out the numbers. And then you come in, register, drop them off, pick them up the next day. It's really simple and easy process, and we try to get them in and out as quickly as possible.
And what's the best way for me to find out when those are happening?
So if you continue to keep an eye on our Facebook page, we do post it there whenever our next one is. So we usually post it like usually on Sundays if we're going to have one the following week. So
okay, very
good. Just keep an eye on Facebook.
Okay, I've been following them on Facebook, and it's great because y'all are very good about keeping it up to date,
yes,
I've noticed. So
yes,
good job to whoever's in charge. Are you in charge of that?
Our community, it's our PIO department, our social media department. I can't remember their title. What is it, community? Anyway, they do a great job with all the major posts, getting our information out there for the public.
Okay. All right, so we do have a guest in the studio. What's his name again?
Ontario.
So Ontario was commenting about the Facebook page a few minutes ago. I heard a little growl there. Okay, we'll try to work on that, Ontario. So what else is happening with the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter in the month of March? Have y'all got any adoption events coming up or anything that we can look for?
So actually this weekend we have a double event tomorrow. So we're going to be in Navarre. So that way if you're in the South End and we don't do as many things there, that's an opportunity to catch us out there if you don't want to drive to the shelter. We're going to be at Navarre Beach Realty from 10 until 1, and we're going to have a fun little pet adoption event there. And then we're going to head over to Pensacola from 2 to 4 and do a pet adoption there. So we're hoping to get some babies into new homes tomorrow.
Okay, so do I have to live in Santa Rosa County to adopt a pet from Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter?
You do not. If the animal is already altered, then you can live anywhere you want and adopt it. If it's a puppy and it needs to come back for the surgery, which you might have a week or two as a foster, you would need to be in Escambia or Santa Rosa County. But other than that, we can definitely adopt out to anyone. As long as the animal is altered, it can go wherever.
So typically, if I wanted to come by and maybe I see an animal, because you do post pictures of the vehicle, available adopted dogs and cats online. I see one, I go, ooh, that one looks good. Now what do I do? Do I call to make an appointment to see the animal? Or what are the steps in the process if you do find yourself wanting to adopt?
Yeah, so I always recommend if anyone is looking online and they see a dog that they're like, I absolutely need to meet it, to go ahead and just put in an application on our website to adopt it. That way, when it comes through, the proper people at our shelter can kind of reach out, and if it needs like a meet and greet with the adopter's pets or anything like that, we can make sure we get them scheduled in.
Mm-hmm.
So that way they don't walk in on a day we, you know, there's a bunch of crazy stuff going on, because we want to make sure we're getting these dogs homes. So yeah, put in an application. That way we can kind of have an idea of what to expect when you come in, and then we can kind of schedule everything out if we need to do meet and greet with your dog and things like that.
And so what is the website?
It is santarosa.fl.gov/animals.
Okay.
I also recommend just going on our Facebook, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that's a little easier in a way.
Yeah, it's a little easier. We've got a lot of great dogs right now, and per usual, we're full. So
when you say full, how many dogs are you talking about?
I think in the shelter right now, we have about 80 dogs.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. We need to get those dogs home.
Yeah.
Right?
We only have 70 kennels, so we're over capacity, and we do have dogs in offices. Not that we mind that part, but, you know, we would rather them be adopted out or fostered out for sure.
Well, that's where the fosters come in and volunteers, so we know that you have needs for both. So what we'll do is we'll take a quick break here and then come back and talk about fostering and how you can help out. Maybe you can't take on a full-time pet, but you might be able to help the shelter. So we're going to come back with some ideas on how you can do that. This is Pep Talk, and in the meantime, if you've got a question for them, 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a minute. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk with Meg, and in the house today are friends from Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. Tara D'Aguilera is here, as well as Samantha Pope, and our little buddy, Ontario. Well, not quite so little, but sure is the sweet, sweet dog.
Yes.
So you can find pictures of Ontario, right, online on the website?
Yes, correct.
And if you can give that website one more time.
SantaRosa.fl.gov/animals.
Okay, well, we got a text in from Stefan, who was just on the show with Boat Smart, and he says, because I know he's got a dog he loves, he says, keep in mind when you're rescuing a dog, they may also be rescuing you as well. And I have to say, amen, that is true.
Most definitely.
So let's talk a little bit about fostering and volunteering and donating. Ways that you can help. Maybe now is not the right time for you to take home an animal full time, but there's so many things you could do to help the shelter fostering. And it sounds like with a surplus of 10 dogs and not as many cages or kennels to keep them in, you need some help in this area. So how can we help?
Yeah, so absolutely. So there are many ways you can help. Fostering is a great way. And if you're not sure what you want to do to help, you're welcome to just stop into the shelter and talk to us. We'll be glad to show you around, see what we're about, and then you can decide from there what can I do or what might fit my lifestyle, but I still want to help. So some people don't have the means to foster, but maybe they already have a full house. Some people like to volunteer, and we have a great volunteer program. Our volunteer staff is amazing. They allow us to do so much more for the animals than we would. So our events are run almost entirely by volunteers. The ones we do off-site, they make everything happen. So that's something you can do. If you're able to foster, we can set you up. Sam does a great job of matching dogs with dogs' families. So mm-hmm. if you have a pet at home but you still want to foster, that's okay. We'll just find somebody that gets along with others.
Do I have to foster for a month or?
No, we don't have a set time. Basically, you can foster for a couple weeks to get a pet out of the shelter. You can do puppies, who are basically a short-term foster, 2 weeks or under. Or you can say, I want to foster a dog until it gets adopted. And that's totally fine, too. We don't really put a particular time frame on it. We just try to do what's best for the family and for the pets.
And you know what they call that when you say you're going to do that until the dog's adopted. When the dog's adopted by you, they call that a foster fail.
That's right.
It's a win, but it's a yes. foster fail.
It's the best kind of fail.
That's
and
right.
That does happen from time to time, and we are totally okay with that as
yes,
well.
Yes, that's right. But it is really helpful. And also you do a thing that I love, which is the doggy day out, where someone can come and has maybe some time during a long lunch break.
Oh, yeah. And because the warmer weather is here, we're starting to see a lot more doggy day outs happening again. So, you know, taking that dog to the river walk, taking mm-hmm. him to the lake, you know, taking him out for some ice cream, things like that. it gives them a chance to exercise and do something out of the stressful environment of the shelter. So we definitely encourage someone, if you just want to borrow a dog for a little bit to keep you company, the dogs would love it, and we're glad to see them get out and kind of exercise and get all that good stuff.
Excellent. And so what about donations? How do you pay for all this?
Yeah, so we have a donation. We have an Amazon wish list, so a lot of people donate things on there. Our staff is so lucky to have such a great support from the community. We have wonderful fosters and volunteers, and then we also have our nonprofit group that does a lot for us called Friends of Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter.
And they've been on the show before.
Yeah, and so they do amazing work. They work hard to fundraise to basically do projects for us at the shelter things we need. They're buying items we need, blood machines and surgery packs and all kinds of stuff. So you can either donate directly to the shelter items. If you want to donate money, you can do it to them or to us, but they're another option for people who want to help the shelter. They're a great group, and you know, they focus directly on our animals as well as some in the community, so they do a great job too.
Okay, there's some great suggestions. And if you're in your car, I always say this every Friday, if you're in your car right now and you're at the stoplight, click on Amazon.
Yes, we have an Amazon wish list. We've got weird things on there, but they're needed.
What they need.
So, yeah, we have digital scales, and people are like, what's that about? It's
yeah.
to weigh those little neonate babies, making sure they're
It may not
being
be
healthy.
Romantic, but there's something that they really need, bleach and all the kinds of things that mm-hmm. maintain the shelter. So you can click on there, you can buy it right then, and they'll have it by tomorrow.
Yeah, you don't even have to get out of your car. You
just That's what I'm
press
saying.
That button.
And you can be and do something, put it on your I Did Good Day
exactly.
today list. There you go. So we have both of our friends here, Tara and Samantha, who work with the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. And one of the questions I get every week is, if I see a dog that's loose, should I pick that dog up? What do you do with strays? How can I help?
So ideally, we want them to get back to their owner. So most of the dogs that you see out are probably within a mile or so radius of their home. So your first thought, of course, would be, oh, I want to pick this dog up, get him to safety.
Mm-hmm.
What we suggest is take a picture, post it on Lost and Found, post it on your Nextdoor app, all those things first, because he could have just gotten away from his owner. We really don't want to pick him up in Navarre, take him all the way to the shelter when he was already maybe four houses down.
Mm-hmm.
And that does happen quite frequently. So we suggest you take a picture, get it posted, and let's try that route first. Now, then if you see the dog's been out for 3 or 4 days, clearly he's lost or something, then you want to give us a call, and our officers can try to see what's going on, come out and take a look or scan the pet, go from there. Now, that being said, if it's a dog that's injured or he's aggressive, like maybe he's trying to attack people, those are two different things, and those are emergencies, so call us immediately. But if it's just a dog, a healthy looking dog that's out, and he could just be out, so we don't want to pick him up right away, like immediately, and somebody pick him up and then they get him away from his home. So we encourage people to take those pictures first, post them, and maybe he just got out, you know, from two doors down and mm-hmm. get right back home.
Mm-hmm. That's very good advice. Another thing I've been told, too, is that maybe a couple days have gone by. If you're able to take that animal to the nearby vet, they may be able to check that microchip.
Right.
Which is another great tool.
And then sometimes a fence gets down and maybe they're mm-hmm. two blocks away, but they don't know how to get back home.
Right, right.
And so that could get them back home. Also, some of the fire departments have microchip scanners as well.
So oh, really? I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's really good to know.
Yes.
So that's another way that you can help. But be sure and be safety first. Be careful.
Yes, absolutely. Don't go up to a strange dog if he's growling at you and you call us. We mm-hmm. don't want anyone to get hurt trying to check a dog. So, you know, sometimes, and if they're behaving a little suspiciously, maybe they're fearful. Take a picture from afar. You don't have to get right up close to them. We want everybody to stay safe and be sure to call. If you have any questions, just call our animal control office. They'll be glad to help.
Okay. Do you have that number handy?
Yes. Our main number is 850-983-4680. And then you will click on dispatch for our animal control side.
Okay. Just got a text in from one of our listeners. Do you take in other animals? I guess rabbits maybe would be in that category, raccoons.
We do occasionally, but not just like someone found a pretty fluffy, beautiful rabbit on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. We usually get them in when an officer is working like a case or something.
Uh-huh.
We've had some weird ones before. We've had monkeys, guinea pigs, parrots, goats, things like that. But no, we don't generally take them in because they need specific care.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have a bunch of that stuff just laying around because right. we primarily focus on dogs and cats.
And typically birds would go somewhere. There's the wildlife sanctuary, for example. So there are other organizations.
Yeah, and any wild animals we will not touch or take in mm-hmm. Just because we're not here for that. We're domesticated animals. So we always direct people to the wildlife sanctuaries. There is one here in Pensacola, and there's also one off of 87 in Navarre. So.
Great. Okay. Talking with our friends from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter and our buddy Ontario, who's sitting here on the floor being a very good boy.
Yes.
You definitely want to check out his picture on Facebook or on their website. We'll be back on Frisky Friday with the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter in just a minute right after the break. This is Pep Talk. And if you've got a question, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk with Meg. Our friends Tara and Samantha are here in the studio from Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter with little, well, not quite so little, but little Ontario. Pretty doggone cute, I have to say. Black pup with white paws and a little white chest.
Yes, he's very sweet.
He's very sweet. As soon as I went up to him, his little tail started mm-hmm. wagging and big old brown eyes. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Moving right along, we have a couple minutes left here, so you do have an adoption event tomorrow.
Yes, we have a double event. We have Navarre Beach Realty from 10 until 1, and then we're going to go to Petco in Pensacola from 2 until 4, so we hope if you're looking to adopt a pet, come on out and see us. We'll have some cuties with us.
Now, would that be primarily dogs or dogs and cats?
It will be just dogs, mostly puppies for tomorrow and a couple dogs, so if you're looking to start with a puppy, bless you, because they can be a lot, but some people like to start with a puppy because of their, you know, what they have in their home, so... Mm-hmm. Be a great time to come out. We're going to have some cuties with us.
Awesome. So any tips then on when you're selecting a pup, what they should look for?
Just remember, they're not going to stay that size. So the main thing, you get overwhelmed by the cuteness, but remember they are going to grow, and you have to look at them as, okay, it's going to get big, and do I want a big dog? And just make sure you're okay with that, because they're not going to stay little forever.
So knowing the breed can be helpful. Excuse me, even if it's a mixed breed, you can get kind of an idea.
Yeah, as long as you have a general idea of the size, medium or large, and make sure whatever it is that you're going to get, that you're okay with treating that dog at 50 pounds, you know, in your lap. And if you're mm-hmm. okay with that, then that's awesome.
And Great Danes are definite. I have my friend Katie King, and y'all know her.
Oh, yes,
yeah, because
yes.
Katie, I'll talk. Great Danes think that they are lap dogs.
Yes, yes.
They're very gentle and very sweet, but they're very big like
yes,
horses.
That's a 200-pound lap dog.
That's exactly right. So Samantha and Tara, thank you so much for coming in. I know you've had a busy week this week. You've got a big day tomorrow coming up. Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter here in Milton in
yes.
Santa Rosa County. What are your hours and the days y'all are open?
We're open every day but Sunday, 11:30 until 4, except for Wednesdays we're open till 6:30.
Oh, good. So somebody that wants to come out after work can stop in on a Wednesday.
Yes, correct.
Okay, and that website, one more time, and phone number.
SantaRosa.fl.gov/animals, 850-983-4680.
Okay, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for bringing Ontario in. You made my day. You're a sweet boy, Ontario. Lying on the floor over there. This is Pep Talk with Meg. I hope you all have a great weekend. Remember,